This week, I read an article by Curtis Bonk, which was an open letter to the learners of this planet, which was written in 2011. And I also read another article by the New Media Consortium, the Horizon Report 2014 K-12 edition. And of course, that was published in 2014. And if you look on page 22 of the Horizon Report and you read the article of the open letter, what you can see is a common thread, which is the idea of personalized learning for students. Basically, students should have their own preferences and learning styles, and by knowing about them, they're able to understand content better because of technology. And the truth is that this is a really idealized version of what really exists within a classroom. I am someone who is definitely very open to using technology in my classroom, but I've started to notice that although it's my preference to use online learning, it's really not everyone's preference. And the fact that I always put my curriculum on Google Classroom kind of knocks down the students' ideas about how they want to learn. So just because I'm integrating technology doesn't mean that I'm really bending towards the learning styles of those specific students. So I'm going to just give you a couple of quotes from my students, and I have them in four different categories: the idea of physical, the physical needs of the students, tangible needs of the students, memory, how they remember things, and also my own personal logistics as a teacher. And I'm going to use those questions and kind of tie back to the different articles that I read in order to show you these issues that exist within using technology and making yourself feel like you're individualizing curriculum when in actuality you might not be. So one of the common quotes that I hear from my students is, "Do we always have to use our Chromebooks?" And at first I thought, "Oh, Chromebooks, yay, that's going to be so exciting for them that they're going to be able to go on all these different websites." But as the newness of the Chromebooks wore off, I felt that most of my students were actually begging me to go back to making projects, filling out worksheets. They don't always want to be on their Chromebooks. And even though the Chromebook might be the way for me to give them different levels of reading, they may not really want to be online all the time doing that. And one of the physical things that I always hear from them is that my eyes hurt. I'm having a headache. This is too much already to look at this. I don't like always being in the dark with the smart board. Is there any way we can see it in a different way? So I think that we're ignoring the fact that we're like tripling, I feel, tripling the eye strain of our students by always having them look at screens. This might not be necessarily the personalized learning experience that our students want. And although it's a real attraction to use our Chromebooks or to use our technology throughout the classroom, that's quite possibly not their style. So I've noticed now that many of my middle schoolers are really missing the tangible elements. They're missing the paper copies. They ask me, "Can I have a paper copy of this worksheet? I don't like looking at it on Chromebook." Or, "I'd rather learn this with real flashcards. Is there a way that we can do that during the class?" So I've noticed that more of my time is being spent on the previous ways that I would have taught the material, and a lot less of my time is being spent on the Chromebook. Like, I'm feeling like I might only want to use it one day a week for a couple of minutes versus using it all the time or using it at least half of the time. one of the other things that I've noticed is my first lesson that I taught with them was chapter one. Most of my students passed the exam and were able to understand the questions. As I started to dive more into the Chromebook initiative and start to provide personalized learning activities for each of the students, whether that be, you know, different websites with different reading levels or videos that approach the topic in different ways, the students weren't remembering it. And it was a real surprise to me. They said to me, I don't remember learning this, or even worse, there's just too much to study, so I won't study. So we've gone from a classroom where you just had a textbook, and the students had to read the textbook and write flashcards on the textbook, and I was feeling as a teacher that giving them all these extra websites and videos was a great idea and would help them learn the topic more in depth. When in actuality, in some cases, it was overwhelming the students. They're feeling like there's so much to study that they don't even know where to begin. And I think this comes from technology integration. It does, because we look and we see, oh, this is a neat activity on Pinterest. I'm going to bring that into my classroom. Where we start to go too much off from the actual curriculum that's there, the textbook. And with having all these additional worksheets, and it almost becomes too overwhelming for a middle schooler to really remember or analyze and know what information they need to know for a test. And then finally, the logistics of all this, although I feel great about creating these, you know, Google Forms and different videos and Edpuzzle videos, and I feel great about making a wonderful Kahoot. How much time am I actually spending thinking about the actual individual needs of the students versus just getting caught up in the different technology things that I can do and the new tricks and gadgets? And I think that's what's happening to me, is that I'm spending a lot of time grading, a lot of time writing curriculum, and very little time individualizing, and very little time thinking about my particular students, the one student at a time, and thinking about, do they really learn best by this? Or should I do something different for that student? So then it comes to a problem of, well, let's say I do look at each student one at a time. They all have to be assessed at the same, you know, with the same tests, the same quizzes. So, quite possibly giving them options, like if I do that in this new chapter that I'm starting with genetics, that could be a problem in itself, because then you have, you know, people doing all different types of assignments, and it's too much for me to keep track of who did, you know, the presentation assignment, who did this flashcard assignment. So, I think that technology has added a very confusing element for teachers, especially new teachers, and we have to be really cautious about it. And maybe what I need to start doing as a teacher is kind of going back to basics, going back to just using the textbook and the questions within the textbook, and not really overcomplicating things with a variety of videos and a variety of podcasts. Maybe switching it up so much is actually leading to students not remembering very much. So I think that I need to take more of these ideas into account as I'm teaching. And although it's, you know, there's a lot of different things out there now to help educate students, I still need to find my own style, and I still need to be more reactive to the needs and questions and comments of my students versus just integrating technology to say that I've integrated it. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully you can think about how you're going to integrate and use technology within your own classroom.